Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio, broadcasting live from Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmon, alongside John Ray. Hey, John, how are you, sir?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm a little punchy today.
I know. I want to warn our listeners. You are punchy.
I'm not sure why. You know why? I just realized why.
Why?
I'm working on 2 hours sleep.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
I could not sleep last. I don't know if you have issues like this. I
mean, oh, yeah, all the
4
time.
In the morning, and I think fell asleep finally and got a couple hours in.
All the time.
That's what happens when you work on the computer for 6 straight hours.
When you're working on the North Fulton Business Radio X website,
which,
right?
Which looks good, by the way.
Which looks fantastic.
I gotta admit.
Everybody go and look at the website and give us 5-star review for that great website.
It's
that
clean.
Mike was working on at 3 in the morning.
It's clean. It's user-friendly.
Yeah.
It looks good. I mean, if you want to listen to this show or listen to any of our other shows, it's very easy to find.
It is.
And this is a show you're going to want to listen to many, many times.
Many times, just to hear Mike be punchy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we have a couple great guests. We have Deanna Dickinson with Reich Dental Center.
Yep.
And we're also going to be talking with Stephanie Taylor with Atlanta Divorce Law Group.
Divorces and teeth. You can't beat it.
Right. You can get divorced and then get your teeth all fixed up so you can find that next beau.
It's all good.
And yeah.
Be happily ever after. You can tell I've done my homework.
You have, because Atlanta Divorce Group is the home of the happily ever after divorce.
You like that?
So I'm looking forward to hearing about that. So let's welcome in Stephanie Taylor. She's the business relations rep for Atlanta Divorce Law Group. Great to meet you, Stephanie.
And great to meet you.
Yeah, welcome to the studio.
I think it's a perfect tie-in. Everybody's smiling when they have the happily ever after divorce, right?
Yeah, you've taken divorce and you spun it into a positive thing, and that's just good marketing. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you. But there's actually a really deep meaning behind it. And I'll just dive right in. Okay, Mike. So part of what that is the fact that, you know, when people are stuck in a dysfunctional relationship, there's all these negative stigmas that are attached to divorce. And it shouldn't be that way. People should not feel bad or feel guilty for trying to choose a healthier, happier lifestyle. So that's why we actually trademarked the happily ever after divorce.
She's actually making me feel good about divorce. Now, if you can make me feel good about my taxes, I would love you. But give us a broad overview of Atlanta Divorce Law Group, the number of partners, how long you've been in business. Just tell us about the firm.
Sure. Well, there are 4 amazing attorneys that work for us. We have several paralegals, and it's just a great group. Really smart, literally some of the smartest women I've ever met or been associated with. And part of the beauty of this place is that we all really genuinely like each other. We work well together. And we're so focused on our clients and trying to take as much stress as possible out of the divorce process.
Now, I noticed, Stephanie, all women attorneys.
Yes.
Are your clients most, because you hear the ads on the radio about this firm that they handle, basically they do the men, the fathers.
Right.
Are you mostly woman oriented when it comes to your clients and
no,
wives?
Actually,
or do you have a...
Actually, not
both?
At all. We have a pretty good 50-50 mix, because actually a lot of times men want a female attorney, but we always, you know, joke about the fact that we are all women, not on purpose, but it's just because we haven't met Mr. Wright yet.
Out of curiosity, there's got to be, why would a man maybe see positives in having a woman attorney?
Well, honestly, I think it's a myth, but I think a lot of men they feel like the judge is going to take more pity on the female. And so they want that female aspect when they stand in front of the judge. But, you know, most divorces don't go to trial. Most of what we do is solved in mediation. You know, you have a lot more control in what your future is going to look like when you're not standing in in front of a judge. So that's what we try to do with most of our clients.
But if you do go to trial, your attorneys have lots of experience.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about that. What makes Atlanta Divorce Group unique relative to all the divorce attorneys that are out there?
Well, for one thing, we have award-winning attorneys, like I said, really take care of and focus on our clients. But one of the things that makes us unique is I cultivate something that we like to call Team 100. So not only do we take care of our clients throughout the divorce process, and one of the ways we do that is to make sure we get people into a free counseling session. You know, when you're going through this process, you need somebody who's seen it many, many times. And so we try to connect them with a good family counselor that's a good fit for their family. So you know how to talk to your children and you know how to navigate this process. That helps us because then we can focus on the business aspect of your divorce rather than all the emotions that are attached to it. So it really helps our clients have a better outcome. It helps us be better at our job too. And then we don't stop there. So when the divorce is finished, I use this Team 100 group of people. So these are all service people we personally vet out and have relationships with. And so, for example, if a newly divorced mom needs a handyman around the house, she can call us and we can say, yes, here's this guy that we know and we trust, and he's in your area, and we know his prices are good. We have this relationship with him, and he can help you with whatever you need. Same thing with a newly divorced dad. You know, maybe he gets called into the office at the last minute and doesn't have a babysitter figured out. He can call us, and we have nannies and tutors and babysitters and people that we can send in his direction. So, and we check in with our clients. We check in, you know, at the 1 month stage, the 3 month stage, the 6 month stage. We just want to make sure that they're really getting that true happily ever after divorce.
Okay, so let's talk about geography. You're right here in Alpharetta.
We are.
But Atlanta's a big place. So
it is.
So talk about the areas, the geographical areas around here that you cover.
Geographically, the entire metro area, so of Atlanta. So any of the counties that are considered Cherokee County, Fulton, Gwinnett, Cobb, we cover all of Fulton, all of them.
Cool. So let's talk about, we always talk about divorce, but there's a lot of aspects to family law. So you do a lot of work, not just around divorce, but family law generally. Talk about that.
Absolutely. So it's not just divorce. Like you said, we also do child support modifications. So if a family is divorced and mom or dad's job changes or they move away and they need to modify that parenting plan and visitation time, we can do that. We also do child support modification. Sometimes, you know, things happen. People change jobs. They make more money. They make less money. They see the kids more or less than they should. So they might need a modification. We do adoptions, which is definitely one of the happier things that we do. We love doing adoptions. We've done them for people of all ages. So, and that's always super rewarding. And then we do something called legitimation, which basically, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give legal advice, but the gist of it is, in the state of Georgia, if a child is born outside of wedlock, that father has absolutely no rights to the child until he goes through the legitimation process with the state of Georgia. And that's important for a lot of reasons.
We're talking with Stephanie Taylor with Atlanta Divorce Law Group here on North Fulton Business Radio. Stephanie, every once in a while, I'll see those billboards for $500 divorces, you know, uncontested divorce. Are those legit? Yeah. Well, I think you just answered the question then. I mean, what's the deal with that? And for if you are having an uncontested divorce, it's amicable and you just both agree that, okay, we know who's going to get what. What does a divorce go for these days?
Well, you know, first of all, everybody thinks that most of them all start out with, oh, it's amicable and it's uncontested and we agree on everything. And by the time you really get to the signing the paperwork, it isn't always turn out that way. But you know, the best way I can answer that question is to give you some of my own experience, because I was in a really tough marriage for 17 years. Thought that I was doing my kids a favor. I was that PTA mom. I published two parenting books. I didn't want that negative stigma. I wanted to stick it out. And you know, I found out later, I certainly did not do my kids any favors by having them stay and listen to their parents bicker, because they learn that. Now they bicker with each other. So anyway, fast forward, I met a great guy. I got married. My kids got to experience that healthy relationship. So it's forever life-changing for them that they got to experience it. But one of the things that I discovered after marrying my second husband is I looked at my divorce, which was probably less than $1,000. And I looked at his divorce decree, which was probably 10 times more than that. And I was mad. I'm like, wait a minute, why wasn't this in my paperwork? And why wasn't this? My kids don't have a life insurance policy built in. Why didn't my lawyer think of this? So, you know, there's a lot of things that attorneys, you know, people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to have a wedding. So why would you think that a divorce for $500 is a good idea?
Because if you don't get it right, it could affect you for a long, long time.
Exactly right. There are things that we know to look for that's going to protect you and your children in your future.
So, were you with Atlanta Divorce Law Group when you were going through your tough times?
I was not, and I wish that I wish I had known about Atlanta Divorce Law Group. Yes, I would have given anything to have this firm around when I was going through mine. It's tough waters to navigate, and hopefully you haven't done it more. You've never done it before. So yeah. So it would have been great to have somebody say, you know, you really should be going to counseling and you shouldn't be texting him when, no matter how angry he makes you, and, you know, all of the ways that we coach our clients through it.
I know some people that probably, if you had like a little punch card and like the 6 divorces free, they'd probably be right there, by the way.
That's terrible.
Oh, the volume discount, huh? So, but I'm curious. I mean, obviously you've got your own personal story. You see people all the time.
Yes.
All different shapes and sizes of people that come in, different stories. So what's, for those out there that are contemplating going through a divorce, what kind of advice would you give?
So, like I said,
besides calling you.
Yeah. Besides calling me. 678-203-9893.
There you go.
In all seriousness, like I said, I held out. I didn't want to be associated with the negative stigma of it. I mean, it was pride. It was my reputation. And children, more is caught than taught. Have you ever heard of that expression? They learn through your patterns and seeing the way that you interact day after day after day. So, like I said, I got out of that relationship. I got into a healthy relationship. Unfortunately, my second husband, I lost to cancer about a year and a half after we were together, at which, you know, was heart-wrenching and terrible. But I will never, ever regret the fact that I did get out of that first relationship, because my children did get to see a healthy, happy relationship. And I'm watching my 17-year-old daughter now make decisions with boyfriends and, you know, things. And I can see the difference that healthy relationship made in her, the choices that she makes, the way that she approaches relationships, with everyone is completely different than it would have been if I had stayed in that relationship, the dysfunctional relationship. But, you know, life is short. Why stay and work at it and be miserable? It shouldn't be so difficult.
Great story. Thanks for sharing.
And I'm thinking too, you really bring, if they just hired someone off the streets to be their, you know, business relations person, you have so much more, because you've walked the walk. You've gone through everything that you're working with your clients about. You've been there. You've done that. So you're talking from first person experience.
I have. So. And probably that's the one thing I don't do well at work is I love hearing people's stories, because I can so relate, so empathize with them. So I probably spent a little too much time on the phone. Yeah. with our new clients. But it is really rewarding. You know, when you tell people, oh, I work at a divorce law firm, they think, oh, you know, don't make eye contact with her. But we really do help people. You know, by the time they come to see us, there's a service that we need. And our clients are always, you know, the freedom of that and that fresh start. I mean, it's a great feeling.
Yeah. Well, for those, Stephanie, that would like to find out more about the Atlanta Divorce Law Group, tell us where we can find you on social media and how people can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So it's the name of the firm, AtlantaDivorceLawGroup.com is the website. And we have a great blog there that's full of information. It's completely written by attorneys. So it's very, very applicable to Georgia and especially Atlanta law. We have an ebook that will help you navigate the divorce process. You can sign up for our newsletter. Again, every month we give information that's pertinent for, you know, that time frame and that season. We also are on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And Facebook, it's a great place to connect with us, because we do a Facebook Live segment every single week. And a lot of the times we have counselors. We have incredible people that are able to come and join us. And then on top of that, we also let people answer their ask their family law questions. And we answer their questions for free on Facebook Live every week.
That's great stuff. So what don't you do, I guess, should be the question. And now you're on Business Radio X. So,
that's right. We got it all covered.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. Thanks for coming on and sharing all about Land Divorce Law Group. And we wish you a continued success there.
Thank you so much.
Mike, I want to Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink if you can get past Mike Salmon.
No.
I had to throw that in.
Okay.
Because you always get me on that.
I do, but I don't drink coffee. Did you know that?
Then why are you standing at the coffee machine?
I'm not. Well, if they got hot chocolate.
Okay. Yeah. If you want great co-working, as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
Now, if there's any morning where I could use some coffee,
it's right now.
It would be the day after I've had 2 hours of sleep.
Which is right this moment.
But I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you're
going on adrenaline right
so
now.
So far, but we've got one more guest.
We do. Deanna Dickinson is with Reich Dental Center. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
You guys have been in Smyrna for a while, but now you've opened up a brand new location in Roswell. So congratulations. Okay. Tell us about Reich Dental Center.
Reich Dental Center has, like you said, been in the Smyrna area since 1984. Dr. Robin Reich, she started back and is still working with us, even in the Roswell location that we just opened up about a year ago. We do have three other associates as well that are working with her.
Okay, so you have three female associates with Dr. Reich. So what's the deal, John? We're only talking to companies that have women employees?
They want to be successful,
no
I guess.
No men on this yep. show. Okay, so tell us about the other associates.
Okay, Dr. Kristen Cooney, she has been with Dr. Reich for about 14, 15 years. Just wonderful, personable dentist, great dentist. And Dr. Lauren Hughes started about 2 years ago with Dr. Reich. And now Dr. Reich's daughter, one of her three daughters, has started practicing with us now, Dr. Stacy Wingad. Dr. Reich actually has three daughters in the dental field.
One. Do any of these people have sons?
She actually has a son okay. as well. So he's at University of Auburn.
Okay.
Or Auburn University. Yeah.
All right. We won't hold that against her. Although our producer, Trey, is very happy that she's a tiger. Talk about your office hours. Are they pretty much like other dental offices or do they vary?
Our office hours are a little unique. We start early in the mornings. Sometimes on some days, we actually start at 6:30 seeing patients. So a lot of patients are like 6:30.
Thank you.
But it's great because you can come
before work.
Yes, you can come and have your teeth cleaned, fixed, and whatever you need, and then go on to work. So it works. It does work out great. You kind of beat the traffic as well. So, which in Atlanta, everybody knows about that traffic. But Smyrna hours are from 6:30 to 3:15. And then 2 days a week here in Roswell, we're 6:30 to 3:15. And then the other 2 days are 7:15 to 4:15.
Okay, Deanna, insurance. Do you take insurance?
Oh, yes. The insurance is a big thing nowadays. I will say I've been in dentistry for 34 years myself. The insurance has really not changed in reference to your out-of-pocket pay. 30 years ago, it was maximum $1,000 to $2,500 at the most. Some things have changed, but for the most part, it's PPOs or DMOs or HMOs. We do take mostly every PPO out there, so that way we're able to handle corporations that have looked into the PPOs and different insurance companies that we can work with.
Terrific. So what's your best referral for a patient? I mean, what if I'm sitting out there listening to you and I've got a problem, what kind of problems do you deal with?
We are a family and cosmetic general dentist. So we see children from age 3 up until seniors. We had someone 93 years of age. We actually do composite dentistry, cosmetics. We do a lot of composite fillings. So you may hear, we don't do the amalgam, the silver fillings. We do more cosmetic dentistry. But we also restore implants as well. So crown and bridge. So if someone goes and has a missing tooth and they would like to have an implant done, then what we do is we have oral surgeons, specialists that we refer them to for those implants. They get the implant done and then they come back and see us and we restore that tooth. So instead of having a removable partial or removable dentures in the past, like it used to be, we can actually replace those partials and dentures with implants and crown and bridge. And it's fixed dentistry, which is great.
Now, I've got a friend of mine. His initials are Mike Salmon. He wanted me to ask you, he gets worried about getting in the chair because he didn't like pain. So how do you deal with that?
Actually, every day when I see patients leaving, they honestly will look and say, it was amazing. It's not like going to the dentist that I went to before. We do offer nitrous oxide, which is laughing gas. And of course, you're anesthetized, but you honestly, it's not like it was before. It is not like the dentist that you may have known 20, 30 years ago. So it's great.
It is amazing that, you know, technology's been involved and how it is really pain-free and painless for the most part these days compared to the days, you know, when John first started going to the dentist when he would tie his tooth to a doorknob and then shut the door real tight and it would pull that tooth out. It's not like that anymore, John.
Thank goodness. Yeah. I mean, when you start talking about implants and you use all these words that, I mean, you know, I think a lot of people immediately think pain, right? Obviously, technology has caught up with all that.
It has. Yeah. It has. And everything in our offices, we use sensors for radiographs. So it's better as far as on the patient. The radiation actually level is better.
We're talking with Deanna Dickinson with Reich Dental Center. They have an office now open in Roswell. Where's your location in Roswell?
The location in Roswell is at 1775 Woodstock Road, okay. Roswell. We're in Suite 350. It's if you're going west towards 92 or down 92, it turns into Woodstock Road. There's West Road across way from us, but it's in a three-story building there.
As you grow the business, do you have like a referral bonus for customers of yours?
We do. We certainly do. Thank you for asking. We what we do is anyone that comes in and refers a patient to us, they receive a $25 referral bonus, and so does the patient that they actually send to us. We put that actually on their, we add it. So that way, if they need any treatment, it can be deducted from their treatment. Yes.
Well, that's a win-win, John.
You can't beat that deal.
Right.
So Reich Dental is involved in the community. I love asking about this and hearing about what businesses are doing in the community. Yours is no different. Talk about that.
Well, I'll have to tell you this. Dr. Robin Reich is the Georgia Dental Association president for the entire state of Georgia. She has really mentored a lot of associates, dental assistants, dental hygienists over her years of practicing dentistry. She also contributes to both communities within the Smyrna area and the Roswell area. We're part of the Live in Roswell. We do that. But we also usually try to every year find a patient that and reach out to the community, someone that may be a hard worker, but they can't actually afford to have the dentistry done. The office actually finds that person. We search, and usually there's a group that they'll say, we need to help this person. So within the office, and we do that and reach those communities for dentistry. So Dr. Reich is a wonderful person, very personable. Our most referrals come from within, from our patients. So I've actually kept list on where do we see the most referrals because of my position and what I do. And when you're seeing more patient referrals from your patients, that tells you a lot.
That really does. That's the best endorsement you can get. So I'm curious, though, you talked about finding that one person out there to help that really needs that.
Right.
You want to share a story about that?
Yes, we had a lady in Smyrna that it was kind of odd. We all had gone through, because we start so early in the mornings, if you want coffee, the only place really that's open is Dunkin' Donuts. So we went through, we would go through and get coffee or tea or what have you. And there was a lady that was always there, and everybody would come in and say, "She's so sweet. She's such a hard worker. I wish we could fix her tea."
What, is she a customer or an employee?
She was an employee of Dunkin' Donuts. And so we actually gathered together and said, okay. So I went up and met her and said, "Would you be interested in having your teeth, you know, fixed?" And she said, "Certainly, I would love it." She said she had a child that she was not able to put all of her interest to her, of course. She was trying to help her child. And so we actually took care of her and did her smile. So she has a beautiful smile now.
Great story.
That's awesome. I mean, that can be life-changing because all of a sudden, I mean, how your self-confidence and how you look, I mean, that means a lot. That's wonderful.
So many people don't relate or don't understand to actually relate your mouth with health, with your full health. If you're not taking care of your mouth and teeth, it actually can cause problems with the heart. Numerous issues. And then I actually go into assisted living now just because I have family there. And I see a lot of the ones that were able to take care of their teeth and their health seems better versus those that were unable to take care of theirs.
Well, Deanna, for those that would like to find out more about Reich Dental Center, where can they find out more about the practice?
Actually, you can go on our website, ReichDentalCenter.com.
And Reich is spelled how?
R-E-I-C-H, Dental Center. And you'll see where you can actually click a tab on our website that will send you to the Roswell website as well. So we also have Facebook, Reich Dental Center. We have that. And we do several different things as far as the tweets and stuff as well that John was talking about.
Great. And now you've got the office here in the Roswell area. So
yes,
that is great. So
yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming into the studio today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Our guest, Deanna Dickinson with Reich Dental Center here on North Fulton Business Radio. And I also want to thank Stephanie Taylor with Atlanta Divorce Law Group for joining us here on the show. A reminder that you can listen to this episode or any of our previous shows by going to businessradiox.com, select the North Fulton studio, and then you'll see this show. Just click on the icon for the show and every single show we've done. And I think we got like 10 or 12 pages full of shows. I mean, we've interviewed so many folks over the last couple of years, but it's all right there. If there is a business, whether it's a divorce firm or a dental office that you want to find out about, there's a good chance we've had him on a show.
Absolutely. And please, listeners, go to Mike's website because he's been spending a lot of time on it in the middle of the night.
That sounds bad, but yes. Yes, the Business Radio X website, let's be clear.
Absolutely.
In the middle
absolutely.
Of the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, working on it. Yes.
Working on it. So I also want to remind everyone that if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. It sounds like getting implants, right? The business definition of that. But anyway, they don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031.
And we use them, and I know they do a good job because we got another payday coming up, and Trey, my producer, hasn't complained yet about not getting paid, so I guess they're doing their job pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, he's got the thumbs up over there.
Thumbs up for Proactive Payroll.
Everything's good.
And finally, before we go, I want to let you know that we're also all over social media. It's not just Stephanie who's kicking butt when it comes to social media. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. So follow the North Fulton Business Radio X Studio on all those social media platforms. For John, I'm Mike, and for Trey as well, we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.